This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter. And we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, and all across America, nationally syndicated by the Genesis Communications Network, heard around the world broadcasting where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas right now, and we want to thank them for their service to America and to all of our first responders, whether or not you are EMTs or firefighters or police or hospital ER room workers and our 911 dispatchers too. Thank you for what you do, keeping America free and safe. And for all those who work the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, thanks for what you do too. And everybody else working overnight on the graveyard shift, thanks very much. Now, don't forget to go to the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. The Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Get the podcast over there. Find out all the different ways you can listen to us. Find out where our affiliates are, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And take advantage of the free stuff over there too. All right. Denise Simon, FarmersCode.com is here with us. Good morning again.
Good morning.
All right. Well, we're going from the bombs in the United Kingdom to South Korea, reporting that North Korea is restoring part of the launch site it said it promised to dismantle. And I believe they got this information from satellite. Is that correct?
They actually got it from a company that confirmed it called Digital Globe. Last summer they started to dismantle it, and I think in August they quit. It has all been put back together again, except for apparently the roofs of one particular building.
Mm-hmm.
There are really two locations. They're almost side by side, but otherwise known as the Sohae site,
mm-hmm.
Is being rebuilt. We don't know if this is in violation of the first agreement that was signed between Kim and Kim Jong-un and Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't really determined that yet. But anyway, we don't see their, cranes and, assembly pad, assemblies going on at the launch pad. So this is where they were doing some engine testing and so forth. So we'll see where this necessarily goes here at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where we are.
All right. We had a caller on the line that was going to ask a question, but I don't know where they went. They must have had to dash or something. But caller, if you want to call back and ask the question, be happy to take it. Now, the White House is warning of record illegal border crossings ahead of the vote by Congress. Some 76,000 people tried to cross the border last month. That was a record in itself. Kirstjen Nielsen, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary, is headed to Congress today to testify as to the immediate concern there. Yesterday, some representatives from the CDC, were there talking about the diseases that are being brought in by these people because they're coming in unvaccinated, and we're seeing things we haven't seen in decades, literally, show up at these these camps, migrant camps.
It's really not a new phenomenon. It's just now that, the diseases and the illnesses that are being brought in is finally, formally being talked about. Now, the New York Times, they're not saying it's an emergency, but they're citing the right things, but they haven't packaged it all together as an emergency, which it clearly is. They're saying that, we're not providing enough first responders for help, or we're not, we don't have enough beds.
Yeah.
Well, we how do you all of a sudden build something and have people for $300,000, you know?
Okay, we've got a caller on the line, and this is the caller that called. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you at? And what are you going to ask? What's your question?
It is Cassie from Treasure Island. And I was just going to tune in real quick with what you guys are talking about. It's always my best part of this show. So I hate to interrupt you, but what I want to say real fast is you did see Pence in action. I mean, it doesn't get much better than him.
Right.
I mean, he said a vote against, you know, Trump's, what do you call that, his plan?
Right.
Is a vote against security at our border.
Right.
And here's what's going to happen real quick. They're going to throw this bill up that he's going to veto, okay?
Yeah.
And it's going to go to court. And all the things you were just talking about is going to prove that he's right, that this is a threat to our national security.
Okay.
The facts are going to prove that. And once again, Trump is going to win. You watch.
All right. Thanks, Cassidy. Appreciate the call. And he's right. He's absolutely right, Denise.
Well, you know, I've long called for a hearing. We won't be able to hold one in the House because of Pelosi's, you know, majority.
Right.
But we can hold one in the Senate side.
Sure can.
To put out there what is really going on. We're at a 300% increase.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody, I mean, that's the reason that Trump not only put the military down there, but he's extended that through September.
Correct.
Of their presence. So the Border Patrol can concentrate on their jobs, their direct jobs, which is now becoming something like, you know, medical technicians and Uber drivers.
Right.
And the military can be doing the drones and the surveillance and the intelligence, you know, that kind of stuff.
Well, I got some...
it is a crisis.
I got some intel yesterday. They're going to send another MASH unit down along the border because of this, to treat these people. They've already got a hospital there. They're going to send another one down there.
It's kind of like, how did this become our problem? I mean, why are we having to deal with this to start with?
Right.
You know?
Right.
The truth of the matter is, going all the way back to the days of Pancho Villa, you know,
right.
People coming across that border because of violence in Mexico. We're still there.
Yep. We are. All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. And if you got any questions or comments, and yeah, we are talking about the border. Yeah, we are talking about things you should be hearing about every day, but you're not, because the progressive left socialists don't want you to know. And God forbid if Nancy Pelosi were to tell you. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association, USCCA, with the red, white, and blue logo right there on the Captain's America Third Watch.com website page. So go over to the Captain's America Third Watch.com, click on the USCCA logo that's right there, sign up for your chance to win a free gun, and then while you're there, check out membership, because should you become a member of that great group, you get $474 worth of free stuff, and you are covered with a bunch of free stuff too. All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, is with us. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Just heard from Maria in Germany, who now communicates with me via email. And good morning, Maria. Happy to hear you listening in. She said, at least an anti-terrorist squad is investigating in London, and the tracks are leading to Ireland.
Well, these were in, like, envelopes, if you will, and a return address said something about Ireland on them. Now, that's not, you know, for sure, but that's what was on there. So therein lies your first clue.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see how that all works out. Now, going back to the border, we could literally spend a whole show on the border, and one of these times we may be forced to, for one simple reason. The American people are not getting the truth from our mainstream news media as to how serious this is along that border with the things that are going on. Now, tell me I'm wrong.
Well, I guess that, you know, we need to ask the media and we need to ask the Democrats, What is the threshold of calling something an emergency?
Right.
You know, they're the ones that are moving the goalposts.
Right.
You know, let's not forget that obviously there was an emergency enough for Obama to do two executive orders, one for DAPA, which was finally deemed unconstitutional, and one for DACA, which was exactly the same thing. And so Trump comes in and tries to unwind an executive order, which is in his authority to do so, and it ends up in court. So, obviously, just by looking at the previous administration, there is an emergency. Now, do 300,000 people, do we do that? Is that enough? Or is it 500,000 people? You know,
sure.
What's the number? And, you know, if they're bringing in malaria, if they're bringing in tuberculosis, does that cross the threshold? What do we do if the Border Patrol decides to go on strike?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
By the way, you mentioned something, and we'll go to that right now, because you wrote an article about AOC, and in it, I'm going to combine something else that was said. There's a lot of nonsense being tossed about here, and NPR did something that really got my guff yesterday. Now, I've responded to a number of disasters as not only a first responder in my lifetime, but also as a FEMA contractor. I've done all sorts of things for FEMA, predominantly transportation as a contractor. I've also responded with the American Red Cross as a disaster response person, depending on where it was and what it was. I've even gone out and assessed damage, part of what I did, and I've been a public information officer. But yesterday, National Public Radio did something which was a horrible disservice to America. They said the federal disaster money benefits rich people more than low-income people or minorities in America. And they cited that the government tries to minimize taxpayer risk when allocating aid, meaning that rich people get more money and inequalities worsened by disasters. They have never been at a disaster and seen what I've seen. When everybody gets treated equally, and even if you can't read or write, we try to explain to them what needs to be done so that they can get the proper aid. And obviously, if you got a motor home or a pup tent or a mobile home, you're not going to get what you're going to get if you're in a three-bedroom, two-bath ranch, right?
Look, you know, we don't know what their frame of reference really is and where they got those statistics. So,
neither.
You know, I would just kind of stamp it, shame on you, and move on.
All right. Now, by the way, want to take another question?
Sure.
All right. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? What's your question for Denise?
Oh, Denise. It's Backgammon Bob from Clearwater, Florida.
Hello.
Hey.
Go ahead.
Okay. First thing, why are we not sending some of these people back to their country of origin? In other words, if they come from like Honduras, they should be seeking asylum in Mexico. Why can't we enforce that? And second thing is, on North Korea, I don't think there's any chance in the world that they are not going to just continue to be a normal nuclear power, and we're just going to have to live with it.
Okay. Thanks, Bob. All right, go ahead, Denise. Question number one.
I may have been asked this, but I was asked, if I believe that they're going to give up the nuclear weapons in the end. My answer to that is no. I want to be wrong. And are we going to have to live with North Korea? I would say so. I mean, we may be, you know, doing little things to get North Korea to comply, but if the ultimate game is to have them get rid of their missile program and their nuclear weapons, I don't see it happening in my lifetime.
Now, why?
As far as deportation goes, we are deporting, but remember, too, that these people are applying for asylum.
That's right.
Which means they have to go through a legal case, and then we have to put them through the court system, and that is, you know, that's what these conventions that we have, including the Vienna Convention or the Geneva Convention, whatever it is, requires us to do. Those that we are deporting, however, are not, these immediate people that we see this influx of, like, you know, the children and the quasi-parents, you know, because I don't believe they're all parents of these children.
That's right. They're not. They're not.
They're not. Mm-hmm. I mean, there may be some for sure, but those that we are deporting are those that we have done raids on, and, you know, they've been criminal this or criminal they're wanted in other, you know, their home countries and whatnot. Mm. We are deporting them. But you know, that all sounds good, but how many times have we heard that this person was deported four times or three times or, you know, whatever? So,
right.
We're still not looking at the core problem, and the core problem is their home country, such that we have to work, we, along with other nations, have to stabilize their home country so they quit leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody's talking about that component. You know, what is I don't believe we even have an ambassador to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras.
No, we don't.
The last time I looked, we did not.
No, we don't.
I don't even know that we've had any that have been nominated. We have, you know, some people that are designated in that role to perform that role, but mm-hmm. not with that official title as ambassador.
Mm-hmm.
So we haven't, you know, we haven't addressed the core issues that these people, you know, are running from or allegedly running from.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, one other little thing here about Korea. The U.S. has permanently canceled the large-scale annual exercises we have in the Korean Peninsula, which also involved other allies other than just South Korea and the United States.
We are doing some exercises, but we're not doing them on the typical biannual large-scale basis that we have historically been doing. That's not to say that we won't go back to that because of, obviously, they're rebuilding and reconstructing these missile sites. So, you know, Little Kim says he's ready have a third summit. I would tell him to go pound sand. I'd be finished with him.
Well, if he's not going to do what needs to be done, and he's not going to tell us that we need to take all of our weapons and remove all our troops and this, that, and the other.
And sanctions.
Right, and we're not going to do that. They haven't done anything to, you know, we might lower some sanction, but to lower all our sanctions in lieu of the fact that they really haven't done a lot except stop flying missiles around?
Well, they have returned some bodies, you know, from the Korean War. You know, they have done that. But, you know, as far as where we... But my issue here is not so much with Little Kim as much as it is with China, because Little Kim doesn't do anything without China's acknowledgement or approval.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Now, we've got a horrible problem here in this country, apparently, with vet suicides. 20 per day is what it's up to right now. Yesterday, the president signed a directive. I know I had a friend there, Dan Caldwell, from Concerned Veterans for America, was standing there beside the president. And, I mean, this is horrible. We have to reach out to these people and try to help them. And God knows, if you see anybody that's in trouble, please call and let the authorities know.
Indeed so.
All right, well, here comes the music, so I got to let you go till tomorrow morning.
All right.
Talk to you then. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go to her website. Sign up for her articles. That's all you got to do. Go to her website and sign up for her articles. FoundersCode.com. And I'm coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, in the United States of America, where it's a little chilly this morning.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says the various House committee investigations of him and his administration are because Democrats are angry about his election.
What the Democrats want to do
They cannot stand the loss. They could not stand losing in 2016.
He calls the House Judiciary's request for documents from 81 people linked to his administration a disgrace to our country. The White House also has turned down a request from the House Oversight Committee. The request comes amid questions about how senior Trump advisor and son-in-law Jared Kushner got his high-level clearances. The president will visit Lee County and other parts of Alabama hit hard by tornadoes last Sunday.
I'll be heading to Alabama on Friday.
23 people have died. Coroner Bill Harris.
There's one family there. It was about married. They're connected, and there are over seven people this man lost in one family.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this edition of our Military and Veterans News is brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, again, guys and girls, if you are sitting out there in a dead-end job, going nowhere, with no chance for the future, a pay raise or a promotion, I got a great idea for you to jumpstart your career and your paycheck, too. Listen up. Here it comes.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, that one of the highest sought after positions right now and one of the hottest jobs out there around the world is that as an aviation maintenance tech, because contrary to AOC and her cronies, aircraft transportation is not going to go away. It's still the fastest way to get from point A to B, short of hopping on a rocket ship, which isn't going to happen tomorrow, and taking the rocket to Japan from the United States. Now, let's talk about this for a second, because you need to check out the National Aviation Academy. They have two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston, and the other one is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, in 14 months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, $90,000, a six-figure salary or more is all possible right out of the gate as an aviation maintenance tech. Depends on what company you go with and whether or not you go overseas or not. Now, check them out online, naa.edu. Did you know that 95% of their graduates, before they even get out of the graduation ceremony, have already got a job in their hand that they're going to? Did you know that? Yep. But you got to have that certificate. You got to have that certification from the FAA as an aviation maintenance tech to get it, which is why you got to graduate to do it. NAA.edu, NAA.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. They are a tremendous school. And believe me, 14 short months is going to fly right by as you jump on the doorway and get in the program there, too. Now, we were talking about the border, and Denise was talking about the need for the military, and I have been, too. And we don't know how long the military is going to be needed down there because of the records that we keep setting for people that keep trying to come into the United States illegally. Over 76,000 last month illegally came into the United States, and 90% of them did the asylum thing. 90% of them, which means it changes the ball game. You have to let them in. You have to keep them here. You can't release them anywhere. And by the way, some of them aren't going to get released anyway because, according to the CDC, they're bringing in diseases we haven't seen in 10, 20, 30 years that we took for granted that they were gone. Measles, mumps, diphtheria, some other things too coming in. I heard scarlet fever was running amok in some of these places, these camps, because they were coming in and they were getting sick. And, you know, that kind of stuff just like spreads like wildfire back and forth. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So the military's had to step in and have worked with the Border Patrol because the Border Patrol is already running short on some of the stuff they have to do, which is how these people are sneaking in to begin with. Now, the border wall, as well as border security, is casting a long shadow over the fiscal year 2020 defense budget, and that's not all. Because even before it arrives, President Donald Trump's defense budget proposal is already taking flack from lawmakers over the bookkeeping gimmickry, as it's been called by the Democrats, that's likely to accompany it. Well, we have a emergency on the border. The experts tell us that. The Border Patrol agents tell us that. ICE tells us that. So various mayors and county sheriffs along the border tell us that. Why the hell aren't the Democrats listening? Well, because it's not within their realms to try to help a president who's actually telling the truth about a situation. To that, I say, damn the torpedoes and full speed ahead. Now, if the Democrats want to pass legislation overruling his state of emergency, fine. He can veto it. He can veto it. It takes a two-thirds majority to overrule him. And it isn't going to happen. So what are they going to do? Well, they're going to sue. So now we're going to go to court. We're going to wait. We're going to wait. Now, I'd say it's more like about 55-45. They believe that the president's state of emergency will be upheld. But there's some people are saying, oh, no, it's unconstitutional. You can't do this. You can't do that. Well, if that's the case, he just declared a state of emergency in the state of Alabama for the storm that hit. You want to be nitpicky? Does that mean we stop declaring national emergencies in a disaster where people have lost everything that they possibly own and they got nothing left? You've seen the devastation there in Alabama and parts of Georgia. Does that mean then we stop doing that? I don't think so. presidents have to be able to declare emergencies if and when and where they need to be declared. And it's not up to us to reason why, you know, but to do or die, that sort of thing. You heard it before. Because, again, check the facts. I was on the Border Patrol's website last night. I was looking at incident reports. 5 people here, 20 people there, 75 people there, 133 people over here. You ought to see the reports of the people that are coming over the border that they're nailing inland, not just on the border, but as far away as 100 or 200 miles away. And how these people get that far is however far the coyotes manage to get them. That's what's going on there. Now, keep in mind that they've all been drilled, wherever they're coming from, by the people that are handling them. And the people that are handling them, a lot of them are supposed church groups. Some of them are progressive socialist groups right out of the United States. The lead group there is right out of Chicago, I might add, with direct ties to the former Barack Obama campaign committee, one of his PACs. And Soros is in the mix, Steyer's in the mix, all these birds are in the mix because they're helping them out, giving certain amounts of money so the people can get brought up to the border much quicker than they would have as if they had to walk that 2,000-mile trek, which is what it takes to come from some of these countries. And they're paying off some of the coyotes along the way and possibly even some of the cartels along the way to allow them safe passage. But then, of course, when the cartels get in the mix, then you get the human mule element where they want to ship their drugs over the edge, which is how we got fentanyl that was found that could have killed as many as 2 million people being mixed with cocaine and heroin, I might add. Fentanyl. Good God. And by the way, two of the people were members of a cartel. One person was here legally per the green card that he had. Another person was here illegally, brought in by the cartels to help distribute the stuff and do what needed to be done. Unbelievable. And we don't have an emergency? Yeah, right. Sure. Keep it up, Nancy. By the way, the president's approval ratings, and I'm going to get into that with Colonel Jim in the next hour, the president's approval ratings are up. Job performance up. Work on immigration up. Work on employment up. Got some very substantial numbers. And people are wondering how that could happen when the Democrats are going after him hook, line, and sinker. Well, it's because people aren't as stupid as the Democrats think they are. And the progressive left socialists. And again, I don't use that term loosely, because that's what they are, socialists. All right, we'll be right back with more. And Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. So don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Wayne Allyn Root's going to be on the weekend show this week. He'll be on Friday night, Saturday morning, the weekend show. So all my affiliates on the weekend will be able to hear him and look forward to talking to him. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at DR Mold Solutions. Now, soon the hot, sticky, humid weather will be back in full force. Won't be for a couple of mornings, though, because it's kind of chilly outside. But that's the perfect breeding ground for mold. And now, with DR Mold, you can get control of the mold in your home or office before it does irreversible damage to both your health and your property. Because mold can cause asthma, itchy eyes, kidney disease, respiratory issues, depression, headaches, and a whole bunch more. So don't put your family or coworkers at risk. You can have a sterile environment in your home or office with an EPA or FDA-approved method that kills mold and is effective against bacteria and viruses like the flu and the norovirus. Contact DR Mold Solutions at 727-692-9622 to have a healthy environment. Again, that number is 727-692-9622, and ask them about their back to summer special. That's 727-692-9622, and remember to tell them the captain sent you. Well, on the line right now, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning.
How you doing?
Pretty good. It's cool down here. What's temperature up yonder?
It's cooler.
Well, it's going to be, let's see, it was 40, what was it, 47 in the parking lot a few minutes ago. Roger told me that when he came in, 49 officially at the airport. And it's going to be a wind chill factor in the 30s this morning down here.
Yeah, well, you know what the funny thing is, for whatever reason it may be, when it's cold like that in Florida, it seems a lot colder than it actually is because it's such a drop-off.
No insulation.
We're still in the 20s.
Yeah, no insulation. I mean, you got concrete, it's concrete, and it gets cold, right?
Yep.
Okay, now, I'm hearing that your neighbor state up there, New Jersey, the New Jersey governor, has announced that he's seeking some $447 million in what he's calling millionaire tax fairness taxes, which tells me, Florida, you better get ready for the onslaught.
Well, listen, more and more people are continuing to leave high-tax states to lower-tax states. I encourage it as part of my financial planning with my clients when people want to move on or maybe move on to a different career or look towards retiring. I don't really encourage people to retire. I want people to continue to be active, but one of the strategies is most certainly to leave a high tax state. You can save yourself an absolute fortune, and people are doing it.
Yeah, and I don't blame them. And a lot of people move down here that aren't millionaires to get out of the high taxes anyway, Florida, and all across the South. Now, take a look at Birmingham, Alabama, which everybody said, oh, my God, Birmingham went blue because of all these people that came down from the North and bought all these properties, and they were from New York and Pennsylvania and Massachusetts. Well, yeah, because the taxes were lower.
And Texas, too. Yeah. Texas is still killing it as well. Low-tax states continue to boom.
Yeah. Now, if I were to ask you who the youngest self-made billionaire is, who would you say it is?
I know this one. It's the one of the Kardashian girls there.
You're right.
And she didn't build it up by doing really anything outrageous like her older sister. She came up with a makeup kit that and used her name and sold it at Ulta and various different other places and made an absolute fortune. God bless her. Good for you.
You're right. It's Kylie Jenner, the youngest of the Jenner girls that did that, and she's now the youngest self-made billionaire.
Yep, and, good. Like I said, good for her.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing that's going on here is retail stocks seem to be bypassing some of the woes of other things on the stock market right now. The aftershock risk, if you want to call it that. What's going on with retail stocks? We're talking about what? Are we talking about places like Walmart and Kmart and that sort of thing?
Well, some of the retail has done well. Our Target's numbers were great that just came out. However, some of the more specialty brands, a lot of closures are going to be happening over the next year. It stores JCPenney shutting down, I think, an additional 18. Victoria's Secret shutting down a bunch of stores. There's a litany of places that are shutting down. And reality is they just overdid it. They expanded and to such a degree, and then they can't handle them. They're trying to obviously get their costs in line. The Gap is another one. Interesting story. The Gap is actually breaking away from Old Navy, which used to be their small little discount brand stores, and they're going like gangbusters, and they're actually splitting the store. The Gap is splitting off from Old Navy. It's going to be two separate companies.
Mm-hmm. And, folks, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website. Go there to find out all the different stuff that he's up to. GE stock has fallen, and value of GE has fallen. As the CEO now is seeing a negative industrial free cash flow at GE. Is that kind of moving along in some other areas as well besides GE?
Well, no. Well, what happened, GE popped like a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, when they announced that they were selling off one of their biotechnology parts, which I didn't really seem to understand because that part was doing really well. And, yeah, granted, they have to get their debt under control. But you get the CEO coming out and saying, listen, we're going to be going negative cash flow here. I mean, we're not pulling in that much money. That startled investors yesterday. They said, I've been startled by GE for a very, very long period of time. I'm still yet to figure out how they're going to end up righting that ship.
Well, GE Heavy Military, which was up there, Scotia, Schenectady, Liverpool, Electronics Parkway. They're still alive and well. And not very long ago, they picked up a pretty sizable contract with the government. And I don't know if they were thinking that was going to pull them out or not. What do you think?
No, it's not enough. Not even close. I mean, they're in a lot of trouble across the board. Most people, like I said, you think back, 20, 30 years ago, no one would think that, General Electric would be an absolute, you can't even call it a shell of its final, of its former self. It's not even close to that. Mm-hmm. But most people don't even know, what exactly does General Electric even do anymore?
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't know.
And, folks, I'm talking to Chris Markowski. He is the host of the Watchdog on Wall Street show, heard on many of these same stations right here, heard locally in the Tampa Bay area on 1380 The Biz, and you can go to watchdogonwallstreet.com, the website, to find out more about what it is that he does. Okay, here we go. Larry Summers opened his mouth and the world shuddered. He said, and I quote, "The modern monetary theory is fallacious." What's he talking about?
Well, listen, I don't normally ever agree with Larry Summers, but on this one I do. That's for darn sure. Modern monetary theory, and I'll kind of simplify it, is the idea that's being pushed by leftist economists and left-wing politicians out there that debt doesn't matter. We can just print money as much as we want and spend it however we'd like. And it doesn't really matter, and it's okay. And again, I think, spending out of control, and that's basically what they're pushing right now, to me is patently absurd. Eventually it's going to come back to bite you without a doubt, and I agree with Larry Summers.
Now, finally, Goldman Sachs yesterday turned cautious on commodities after months and months and months of recommending them to investors. They say that raw materials are no longer significantly undervalued, and further price increases will require data showing better demand, tighter supply. So is that indeed the case? They're no longer undervalued, the commodities?
I don't follow... baskets of commodities to that great of a degree. You can watch it because the reason why being is they're very, very volatile. Very, very difficult to get investors in and out because of the movements that they make. Taking a look at the prices, if they've come up, a significant amount, people say based upon supply and demand that, maybe that they're fairly priced. But with that being said, it doesn't take much. All it takes is some bad, it's commodities. You get bad weather or earthquakes, hurricanes, various different things that can turn that around.
Tornadoes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'm going to let you go, and we will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. So have a great day in your program.
You've got to have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, everybody, and we appreciate him being on the program every day, Monday through Friday, when we talk about various things pertaining to the economy. Now, coming up in the next hour, we will have Colonel Jim Warshak with the Colonel's Corner. It's a very popular part of the show each week, and we're going to start talking about some military stuff to begin with to let you know what's going on there. There's some things that you'll hear here on that segment that you won't hear anywhere else in the country, guarantee you that one. And then we'll get into some politics after that, because the Colonel is the chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party here in Florida. We'll give you some local politics. By the way, you got to check in on the mayor's race here in Tampa. That's a big deal. Two candidates are going to be squaring off here in about another month. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.